Hello, welcome to our podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm Madeline. This is my voice.
I'm Marissa. This is my voice.
So we're going to talk for a minute, like each of us, because I want you guys to know our voice and be able to differentiate, you know, have a difference in our voices. So do you want to go first or do you want me to?
You go first.
Okay. So my favorite color is gray. And I have a YouTube channel called Madeline Marie, all capitals, MadelyneMarie. A space. Go subscribe if you want. But so this is my voice. Marissa?
This is my favorite color is white. And I have TikTok. I don't know my at, though. My at's like Marissa.Rose. No, Marissa5.Rose. Go follow it. It's pretty good. On my spam account, I just got, in 4 minutes, 10 likes. I'm famous, you know.
Ooh. Wow.
But I know.
We also both have Instagram accounts. We have an Instagram account for our podcast, Let's Chat. It's Let's Chat. Wait, you go.
It's Let's Dot Chat.
Podcast.
Podcast.
Okay, so ready? Let's Dot Chat Podcast. There you go. That's the podcast Instagram. And then my main account is madeline.p.15. And then Marissa's main account is?
I don't know. It's like, it's marissa.rose. Or go to Madeline's.
It's mar.issa.rose.
Okay, cool.
There you go.
I didn't even know, and it's like right there for you.
Have a little thing.
But yeah, go follow the Instagram because you can see some behind the scenes.
Yes. We might also have some more behind the scenes on my vlog channel in the future, but not for this episode. But maybe on Instagram. Welcome. I'm so excited. I can't believe this is happening. Should we share the story? Me too.
I think we should share the story.
So,
We're on an Instagram Live.
Oh, yeah. So, well, hold on. The part you don't know about is I was thinking about this for a few weeks before we actually, like, decided to do it. But what happened was I kept thinking, like, it wouldn't work because, you know, usual podcasts are every week and we just, like, we can't get together every week because whether, like, your parents are busy, my parents are busy, and we can't drive yet. Yeah. So that was, like, the problem. So we came up with once a month, which is sad that we can only do it once a month, but it just works out for our schedules. And we are doing the first podcast over Zoom. So that's how, like, my idea came. And then I was like, you know what? Whatever. We can figure it out. And I asked you on an Instagram Live, and you said...
Well, it was more we had been going on live a lot, you and me, and like talking on live videos, whether there's people there or not. And it was just really fun because it was like almost like we were doing a podcast, it was a lot like doing a podcast. So she just mentioned it and I was like, oh my gosh, that's a great idea. And then we kind of was like, oh, we could also do it on Zoom and we can make an account for it.
So we were both really excited. It actually all came together in about like 2 days. Like we started planning on January 17th and then did a lot of work on January 18th. And we're actually filming the first episode on January 18th, but we're not posting the first episode till January 24th. Hopefully when you're seeing this.
That's it.
A little bit about the story of how this all came to be and a little bit about us.
What else? I feel like when we have conversations, it kind of just like I don't even know like what this will be called because like we kind of just go with it. Mm-hmm. Like it's not something we are going to plan because I feel like it's more good if we don't plan it.
I agree.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. What should we? Now I don't know what to talk about.
Well, I feel like we could talk about, for the first episode, I thought it'd be fun to talk about kind of like our lives that already, like our lives in social media already and what we like are aiming to be in social media.
that's good. Okay. You want to start? Because you're more of the, yeah.
Okay. So I have always, basically always, like since I can remember, loved being like just open with everyone. So I always kind of knew in the back of my mind that I would one day want to be on YouTube and just share everything. And I am. I share everything. I mean, it's a super, super small channel, not that many subscribers, but hopefully I'll gain more subscribers in the future. But yeah, so I have YouTube, Instagram. I do have a TikTok, but it's bad and I don't care about it really. Like, I don't put work into it. I put work into Instagram and YouTube and now our podcast. But yeah, so I guess I always just kind of knew in the back of my mind that I would one day want to be super into like social media and be a influencer, if I don't even like that word, but you know, like a social media influencer, I guess, yeah, is the term. But yeah, so I love just sharing everything and as much as I possibly can. So I guess that's kind of my thing. And where I want it to go is, I'm not in it for the money, because I feel like being in it for the money, you'll get disappointed very quickly. Trust me. But I'm definitely in it to make a community and have a lot, like have people to ask questions and they'll answer and just be, I don't know, I guess just be bigger. I do hope to grow all my social medias, but my goal is not to make money. That is just not realistic. And I feel like if I heard someone on a small channel say, oh, my goal is to make money, I would unsubscribe so quickly. So yeah, that's kind of my stance. What about you?
I'm quiet. So basically, when she started her YouTube channel, I was like, oh my goodness, that's a good idea. Because of COVID and everything, things get really boring. Mm-hmm. And I think we kind of like talked about it together, and then you started and I was like, oh, like maybe I should try, just try. And it didn't go well at all. I haven't posted for about 4 months, not even to say what my YouTube channel is, because it's not something that is around. But yeah, she's a lot better. So like a lot better. And it's funny because we'll be on live and there will be like this one person who's like, can you say my name or something? And even though she's a small channel, it's like, it's still really funny. Like, what, was somebody from like different places?
Yeah, someone who I've been messaging with, I'm pretty sure they said they're from India. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. Like, someone from India is following me. Like, that's just amazing.
Yeah, it was really crazy. And it was funny because she told us what time it was for her. And we were like, oh, well, it's this time for us.
Yeah.
Like, it was funny. I was like, wait, is she from somewhere else? And then I'm over here, like, on the live, like, it's weird. It's weird. Yeah. But yeah, no, I definitely don't want to get famous or anything for my stuff. I'm just, like, I guess, I mean, this sounds cliche, but I'm any teenager who just has social media to post.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah. I guess with our podcast, though, you do want that to get big, right?
Definitely. I mean, if people know my name, I don't want to go through it like alone. Like, I like how like this is, and also I don't feel like I'm speaking to a camera. I feel like I'm speaking to you.
Yeah.
So it's different, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Wow. I am so sorry about my dog. Oh my God, that's going to happen a lot.
You gotta give the dog's name.
Olive, my puppy. She's not a puppy. She's 4, but I still call her my puppy.
She's so cute. She loves me.
She's a Rhodesian Ridgeback. She's really tall. She's taller than me on her hind legs, but I mean, that's not saying a lot, but
true. I'm a cat and a King Charles Cavalier. My cat's a little short hair.
She's kind of like gray. She's like a dark gray.
She's gray, but I guess breed is called a short hair cat.
Oh, I thought you were just describing her hair. Oh, I didn't know that was the breed.
No, yeah, that's what they're called, short hair. Which, I mean, it's weird because it's like, yeah, it does have short hair. It's kind
of really creative.
I know. And so, but yeah, that's it. She's gray. She's cute.
She's
so yeah. I got her when I was 4. And should I say my age or what?
Yeah, you can if you want.
I'm 13, so I've had her for a while.
Yeah.
And then I got my dog when I was, I think, 6 or 5.
Really? I got Olive. When did I get Olive? I guess I was 8 or 9. Or yeah, I was 8. It was right before my birthday. I'm 13 too. Oh my God, what? We're both 13 and our birthdays are actually a month and a few days apart.
Which is crazy. I'm supposed to be in 8th grade, but I stayed back a year in kindergarten, which is...
Me too. Well, I stayed back a year in preschool. I did like 4 years of preschool or 2 years. I don't even know how many years of preschool, but I did an extra year of preschool. Not
kidding. I think I did an extra year of preschool too, but actually, I don't know. I think that was Julia. I also have a twin and a younger sister.
She's we should tell them about our siblings.
My siblings are interesting.
So you have a twin brother and then a younger sister.
And then a, I think 16 months, 14 or 16. I don't know. She's in 6th grade and I'm in 7th. So
I was like, you don't have a 16-month-old sibling?
No, our age difference is 16 months.
Yeah. 16 months.
So very, very, like, kind of like triplets almost.
I have a younger brother. He is in 5th grade, and we are 22 months apart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, almost 2 years. Not quite.
16. How much is 16?
16 months is a year and 4 months. Wait. Yeah, a year and 4 months.
12.
Julia, that's a year and 4 months.
Julia is born in September. So
you're...
And I was born in July. She's 2009. I'm 2007. So no, she's 2008. I'm 2007.
So wait, you're 14 months apart.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're 2 months.
Yeah. I always get confused with 16 and 14 for some reason. Like, when I'm like, when they're like, oh, what's the difference? I'm like, what's the difference between the ages? Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, like I never know. But yeah, 16, 14 sounds good. So, but yeah, that's the age.
Those are our siblings. I only have one. She's 2.
I have 2. I have a 7th grader. Boy.
I know. I guess I really can't imagine having a twin that's not like a girl, because it's just like, it's such a different dynamic than having a twin sister.
Well, it's especially weird because like when you like someone, like when he likes one of my friends, it's like, it's awkward, or like, it's like, or like when my friend likes him, I mean, I'm okay with it. I just think it's like awkward because it's like, no, she's mine, you know?
Like, yeah. Well, like, I'm not going to say anything like about other people, but like, I had a crush on him, your brother, before we were friends, but one of my friends also had a crush, but they ended up, you know, dating, I say, and like with my fingers for podcast listeners, but, you know, dating as much as you could back then. But I didn't like him. I had a crush on him, but it wasn't like a huge crush. I think I just like liked the idea of it, but we were friends. Like we were friends for like a year before Tyler, we were friends.
Tyler, my brother, and Madeline, they both were like, you guys met before you and me,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy to me, because that's happened with a lot of the friendships I've had. There's times where they meet Tyler first and then they meet me. And it's funny because they're like, you guys are completely different people. Like, we really don't share anything that are in common. We don't look alike. So, I mean, you guys wouldn't know because, but we don't. So, and he's 6 feet and I'm 5'1". So, can imagine, just like, kind of imagine the difference between the height. Really sad.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of crazy though. Like, you guys don't really look alike. I would say you guys look like kind of like related, maybe like cousins.
Yeah.
But
I mean, we both have brown hair.
Yeah.
His hair's a lot darker, I think.
Yeah.
He thinks his hair's lighter.
I don't think so.
For some reason. But you know, he's colorblind, and I'm
colorblind. Oh my god, he used to say that in class. He'd tell our teacher.
He actually is, but it's not like he sees colors, he just gets mixed up with some colors.
Yeah.
So he'll constantly.
That's what he said, and we were all like, no.
If you say, like, oh, that's orange, he'll be like, I'm colorblind, I don't know. Yeah, sure.
So back to the, I met Tyler first. So we were in the same fifth grade class. Me, Tyler, and then my other best friend, who I'm not going to say her name because she, yeah, her preferences. But and we sat all in the same desk group with, I think, one other person. And that person hated us because all three of us were like really close for some reason. Me, Tyler, and my other friend got really close that year. And we would like pass notes to the three of us through an eraser. We like a Expo eraser. We would pass through like the opening at the top. We would shoot the paper through it, and then they would read it and then write it and then pass it back. We would do that like every class, and the person who sat with us always was so mad because they were like, stop, and we were like, no.
By the way, so sorry, I'm eating, like I just took a bite of something. But by the way, if you ever hear like a slap, I guess, like that, it's just me slapping my face. I have a high addiction of slapping my face, like going like over my mouth. I'm not the only one, I know that, but.
Yeah, you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I guess that's kind of the story of me becoming friends with Tyler and then you. And then after I became friends with you, he didn't want to hang out with me anymore. He used to claim he didn't know me at that point.
Yeah, he used to, like, play that, like, little... But now, like, when we're on FaceTime or something, he'll be like, hi, Madeline.
Yeah, he does say hi now. I'm like, hi, Tyler.
Knows she exists again.
Yeah.
Madeline and me met. We haven't actually been friends for, like, that long.
Yeah.
We met through one of our friends.
Yes.
And I don't really know, like, how we met, but, like, we just kind of, like, got closer. But we're both people who, like, she doesn't, I guess, I don't really know how to explain it because I don't know you, like, you, how you explain it. But you like your group of friends.
Yes.
Your certain type of friends. So, and I'm very shy and, like, quiet, I guess. I mean, with certain people, so, like, I'm really good at meeting new people, and I think I'm a great friend, but I think the getting to know people is hard. So it took us a while it took us a year for us to like actually like be like call each other friends. But once we became friends, I mean, it was like,
yeah,
this summer, I don't even think we went a month without seeing each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
It's weird because we have, like, people would think we've been friends since, like, the day we were born, because that's,
yeah,
just, like, we just give off that vibe of, like,
yeah,
like, just knowing each other forever, because, like, we know basically everything about each other, and, like, we are, like, really similar, too. Like, mm-hmm, we like a lot of the same stuff, and our styles, yeah, are very similar, and, like, I don't know, we're just very similar in general, except for, like, like social media and like making friends.
Yeah. But yeah, the first time we actually hung out was at a movie theater, and it was really fun. And ever since then, we've been like, we gotta do it again, but obviously we can't do it now because
COVID.
So, which is unfortunate, but we'll do it. We'll do like our little, like, we should do it on like the day we met. Cause I have a picture in my camera roll of that day, and I'll go back to it and find the date and then be like,
that was so fun.
We should do it. What did we even watch? I forget what we
watched. What did we even see? You're right.
I don't even know. I remember being the loudest people for the beginning.
Oh, was it Secret Life of Pets 2?
Was it?
I kind of feel like it was.
I feel like it was too.
Maybe it was.
I feel like it was too. But yeah.
That was fun. And it was weird because it was like the first time we ever hung out. But like, we acted like we've known each other forever, even though that was the first time like you met my parents. It was so just like natural.
Well, like, it was funny because like when like, yeah, it was so like, I don't remember being like, usually I'm awkward with people's parents, like really awkward. But I wasn't with, like, I went over to Madeline's house and I was like me, like I wasn't like extra polite. Like, not that I'm two-faced or anything, but like I am, like when I meet someone for the first time, which is like should be with everyone, is you're polite the first time. Because I mean, I wasn't not polite, but I was just like not extra polite.
Yeah,
that makes sense at all.
So yeah, that night we went to the movies and then we like came back to the house, blah blah blah, we slept and then we woke up and then we played on my trampoline and then we went to the pool because
we got pollen all over.
Oh yeah. We did. There was so much pollen on the pool. On the pool, on my trampoline.
and actually the best part about it, when we went to when we went to the pool, I found out when I got home that it was National Best Friends Day.
Oh yeah.
I posted the video of us like slow motion jumping into the pool.
Oh, great.
So yeah, which is another fun fact.
Yeah.
Which is something I completely forgot until I was like thinking about it.
What's also interesting is like that day we went to my pool, like we had before COVID, what is it called? But you know, like a pool that like a community pool basically that you like sign up for and pay for. Yeah, if that makes sense. So yeah, we went to that and my baby cousin, who was so little at the time, she was like one, came and you met her for the first time.
She was so cute. But the one thing I remember about that is that she really wanted goldfish.
Yep.
She had to eat something before the goldfish. Oh, I think it was her sandwich.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was the mean older cousin and made her eat her sandwich first.
Yep. But yeah, that was fun.
It was fun. I know. Yeah. It is sad that we can't like do those things anymore.
And also, wait, another thing is that's my if you can't hear him, but he just said the ball is in somebody's yard. Anyway, so the one thing I remember about that is the night we fell asleep in the basement on the couch and we were watching Supergirl.
Yep.
Which I'm telling you, best show.
I don't know. It's good. It's just not the best show.
It's my favorite. My favorite.
My favorite is Grey's Anatomy.
Well, yeah. Everybody knows that.
Literally everyone.
Like, but just to anyone who's new, if you don't know if she watches Grey's Anatomy, you don't know her. You literally don't know her. Like, or if you like, yeah. So, like, yeah.
So, I was watching a YouTube video about, like, actually, you know what? Why did I say actually, you know what? I don't know why I even said that. I watched a video about baby names of, like, teenage girls who sent in lists about, like, their baby name lists. And I just, like, it randomly came up in my recommended. And I was like, this is me. Like, I have lists for girls and lists for boys. And I want you to, first, do you have lists or have, like, an idea or, like, are a baby name fanatic? Marissa. And also guess my favorite boy name and then guess my favorite girl name.
Hi, same. I want you to guess mine, too, after. And okay. Yes, I do. I do have some baby names and ideas. I have a list. Don't know where it is. I think it's in my box in my closet. But, yes, I have a list. And I don't even know you've told me so many times before. The thing is, we're always talking about kids because she's definitely fit. She's definitely going to be a mom because she's just like,
No, I mean, like, thank you.
You are.
Sweet. That's sweet.
She loves kids, and she's good with them, too. So, definitely her cousin.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know. I don't know, but you've told me so many times. Bothers me.
Oh, my favorite boy name is Grayson.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It's my all-time favorite baby boy name because I love the idea of calling him Baby Gray. I think that is adorable. And then I also feel like it can grow with you really well, like teenage Grayson and like dad Grayson and like grandpa Grayson. I feel like it just grows, and it's also like super cute when you're a baby.
Yeah. And then what about a girl?
Girl is pretty hard for me, but I would say like top like three I'm looking at my list right now is like Charlotte, Scarlett, and then this is hard. Top three is hard, but I also love like nature type names, like, and like places like Paris, Phoenix, Arizona, Juniper. Like, I like those nature type names too, and like places. But I love Charlotte and Scarlett, which I know is pretty common, but those are top two. Okay. And then below that is like nature and places. Like, I just love that.
Okay, so I have a list, but it's on my phone. Same. So I know I shouldn't, like, you know, but I'm just going to quickly kind of scroll to see if I can find it. But yeah, I definitely want to have kids. I'm hoping to have a girl and a boy. No more. Either one child or two children, but definitely don't want more than that because that's just too many, in my opinion. Okay. I literally don't know where the video went. It's a video of babies with their names. It's so cute. It's like, I'm like, it shows like the babies with it. Aww. But I literally don't know where it went.
Okay, while you're looking for that, I'm gonna say a few of my favorite outdoorsy names. River for a girl, Forest for a boy, Everest for a girl. What were a few more? Wren or Renly for a girl. Cora for a girl. Pharaoh for a boy or a girl. April, May, Autumn. I also love Haven for some reason. I don't know why. Did you find it? Okay.
So, basically, I was on the wrong account. So, my first name, so my middle name's Rose. I have it on every account because I don't like to use my last name. So, basically, the first baby's name is Braylon Rose. I think it's so cute. I love it. And then Oakley May.
Oh, that's so cute.
I just think that's the cutest thing ever. And then, like, Amber Rain.
Oh, that's cute.
And then Willow Sage, and that's it.
Cute.
I just, with the middle names too, that's not like all, like, it, the sage part was the rose. Those are all really cute names. Those are only for girls, though. If I were to have a boy, and obviously, whoever I'm married with will probably have a say too.
Yeah.
But if I were to have a boy, I've always liked Caleb.
That's cute.
But, you know, I think the man can can pick the boy, and I'll pick the girl if I have a boy and a girl.
Yeah. But, yeah. I want 8 or more kids. But, like, if you're going to have 9, have 10. If you're going to have 11, have 12.
True.
I want to keep it in even numbers, which I know is insane, but I do. So, like, I feel like I've always said I want my firstborn son to be named Grayson Maxwell. That's, like, always been my thing because my brother's name is Maxwell, and I love middle names that, like, are family names. Like, I love Andrew. Oh, my God, what is it? Andrew. Because I love Drew. Like, I think that's so cute. but Andrew, I can't remember what middle name I put with that, but it was like, oh, Andrew John. Like, I have a great grandfather whose name was John, so it was Andrew John. So yeah, you get the idea.
Yeah, I definitely want one of my kids to be, to have, I like Braylon Rose, because I think, because my middle name's Rose, and I feel like that's cute. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I definitely like names that like kind of like go with the family, because obviously being a girl, I'll never like the only, like my name will change, because it will change to whoever I'm with, their last name. But yeah, like I want it to still have the family thing, because like Tyler will be the only one who, if he ends up having kids, he'll be the only one that...
Oh, yeah. Anyways.
I knew I was going to mess up with the whole name thing.
It's okay.
I knew it was going to happen. That's okay.
So, we have to wrap up in the next few minutes. But before, I wanted to talk about my... Not talk about. We were talking about it. Oh, my God. My... I feel like my all-time favorite girl name, oh, that's so hard though, because like when I look at my list, I'm like, oh yeah, I love that one too. Like, I've always had Grayson as my number one for a boy, but then I'm like, I love Forrest, but like I can't imagine my firstborn son being called Forrest, so I'm like, okay, Grayson and then Forrest.
Yeah,
but I feel like for girls, I definitely love Scarlett. I love Charlotte, but I feel like Charlotte doesn't go with like Pharaoh and what were my other ones? I'm looking.
It could.
Harlow. Like, I feel like Charlotte is just, like, not as, you know, unique. I like unique names. I definitely do. Like, I'm not going to name my daughter Mary. No offense to the Marys. It's pretty. I just wouldn't name my daughter Mary.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to my list. But I liked, my favorites were, so I like Caleb as a boy, Braylon Rose. And Oakley May.
I love the name Oakley. That is really pretty.
Oakley May. I just think that's the cutest thing ever. And then, like, if I were to do, like, a foresty name, it'd be Willow Sage.
Willow is pretty. I do like Willow. But I can't see myself naming my... Sorry?
I liked River that you said. That was pretty.
Yeah, I like River, too. Yeah, I like River as a first or a middle name. Like, I could see, like, Harlow River or... like River, I don't know what you could do for a middle name, like River May or River, yeah, that's the only one I can really see. But like I love the name Paris for some reason, even like as a middle name, but like I just love it. I don't know why.
Yeah,
it's so cool. Anyways, we just talked about baby names for like 13 minutes.
But yeah.
So.
No, what else? It's 2:00. Has it been 30 minutes?
It's been 34 minutes.
Oh, wow. So we're over.
Yeah. So okay. I think we're going to go ahead and end this episode. But look forward to every month on the 24th for episode 2.
Thank you. Peace out,
guys. In the next one.
Bye.
Bye.